91X News.
It's 2 degrees and mainly sunny at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. An Ontario judge has ruled an 11-year-old boy's written statements to police before he committed suicide will be admissible in court. Police allege another boy slammed Mitchell Wilson's face into the sidewalk and stole his iPhone in Pickering in November of 2010. Mitchell killed himself last September, the day he was supposed to testify in the case of the boy charged with assaulting and robbing him. Police are hoping more witnesses of a fatal crash on Highway 37 in December come forward. 31-year-old Jennifer Bug and 27-year-old Andrea Manning were killed when their car was struck from behind by a transport truck and then pushed into oncoming traffic on December the 20th. The accident happened at the intersection of Highway 37 and Wisers Road. The driver of the transport truck has since been charged, but Central Hastings OPP Constable Terry Briard says any additional evidence would go a long way.
Even the smallest bit of evidence is important. So what one person may have saw is important to the whole case. And they may not think it is.
Police ask anyone that may have seen the accident or have any information on it to contact them. The watchword this week for OPP is no excuses, no exceptions. Police are cracking down on distracted drivers. Northumberland OPP officer Phil Clark says a rise in tickets is proof that some are simply not getting the message.
Our numbers for tickets show that we've issued many more tickets in 2011 than we did in 2010, which isn't a good sign. It means many people aren't getting the message.
Police say there have been too many fatal collisions caused by drivers not paying proper attention to the roadway. Almost 100 soldiers and their families are gathering at CFB Gagetown for an emotional goodbye. Troops leave tonight for Afghanistan to relieve the first rotation of military personnel who have been training the country's security forces since last summer. Most of the trainers will be stationed in and around Kabul. A Manitoba government lawyer is arguing that constitutional rights do not survive death. The argument comes as the province and Winnipeg's health authority ask a judge to dismiss a lawsuit filed by relatives of a wheelchair-bound homeless man who died during a 34-hour wait in hospital ER. Brian Sinclair's family alleges that defendants are responsible for his death because they violated his charter and privacy rights. Authorities in rural Northern California have found more bones on an abandoned cattle ranch where a convicted serial killer says there may be 10 or more victims. Yesterday, authorities found human remains, clothes, a purse, and jewelry in a well. The sheriff's deputy says after 2 days of searching the site, more than 300 human bones have been found. Belleville's downtown task force is looking into bringing condominiums to the area. Renee Rogers has the story.
Critics of the idea point out that as long as people who are homeless or have drug or mental illness issues have a presence downtown, no one will be eager to call the area home. Mark Fleur is the city's director of recreation, culture, and community services. He says the plans of the task force to revitalize downtown will bring more people to the area, minimizing the problem.
We're going to see a greater increased activity, so the population and how it's represented in downtown will be more consistent with how it is in our society.
Fleur says you'll start to see some cosmetic changes happening downtown this spring. Renee Rogers, 91X News, Belleville.
A man faces charges after an alleged domestic dispute in the county over the weekend. Prince Edward OPP were called to the County Road 3 house at about 8 p.m. on Saturday night. A drunk man was causing a ruckus and uttering threats to a number of people, including his girlfriend. A 33-year-old Tweed man was arrested and held for bail hearing on a long list of charges. He was in Belleville court today. Police on the lookout for vandals in Hillier. Prince Edward OPP say they responded to 5 separate incidents of vandalism on Friday night. Suspects broke into sheds and garages and spray-painted the buildings and vehicles inside. Anyone with information on these incidents is asked to call Prince Edward OPP or Crime Stoppers. Winter in Ontario feels more like an early spring this year. With sporadic temperatures and quick changing conditions, experts say it's unusual for this time of year. Environment Canada meteorologist Jeff Colson says it's been caused by a number of factors.
The major one is this polar jet stream, which normally does weaken every once in a while at the high latitudes and allow colder air to come down through the prairie provinces and central Canada.
The warm air means less snow and more rain for regions across the country. Colson says it's too early to know what spring will bring, but says it's likely to keep the heat. And the Associated Press reports Whitney Houston's body will be flown home to New Jersey late today for a funeral at the end of the week. Two sources say Houston's family is looking at holding a wake on Thursday and funeral on Friday at Newark's Prudential Center, a pro sports arena that seats about 18,000. Beverly Hills police confirm Houston was underwater and apparently unconscious when she was found in a hotel bathtub Saturday, but won't be releasing any further details as their investigation continues. That's 91X News to 505. Taylor Rankma has sports next.
Hey, it's simple. I want what I want when I want it.
At Quintessential Credit Union, we get you. We get that sometimes you need things right away, things that you hadn't planned for financially. Would a student MasterCard help? With their competitive rates and limits of up to $2,000, you'll be able to buy what you need and keep your spending under control. Getting what you want when you want it is easy at Quintessential Credit Union. Come in, talk with us. We're listening. We get you.
Quintessential Credit Union, Bauble and Trenton. My credit union, my community, my future.
Good afternoon. I'm Taylor Rankamo with 91X Sports. 31-year-old Mike Comrie is announcing his retirement. The forward underwent his third hip surgery in 5 years last month. He racked up 365 points in his career. And Edmonton Oilers defenseman Andy Sutton plans to stay in the Alberta Capital for at least one more year. The hulking blue liner has agreed to terms on a contract extension through the end of next season. Only three games are on the NHL schedule for tonight, including Montreal hosting Carolina and Vancouver taking on Phoenix. A pair of Western Conference powerhouses will square off tonight in NBA action. The Dallas Mavericks will take on the Los Angeles Clippers in one of six games on the schedule. The Clippers lead the Pacific Division while Dallas is two games behind first-place San Antonio in the Southwest. The Toronto Raptors have the night off. It was a one-sided weekend for Lancer Sports. Christine Hostler has the story.
Both the men's and women's basketball and volleyball teams took to the courts this weekend. The weekend count was 3-3, but it was only the men who saw victory. Women's basketball forward Haley Sisler says a short bench is partially to blame.
It was a tough loss. Like, some of us are sick, some of us are injured. I, of course, am sick.
The women fell in an exhibition match to Cambrian on Friday and in a regular season match to the Seneca Sting on Saturday. The men had a different story, though. Patrick Colella says some guys got their chance and they took it, helping push the team to victory.
When a guy like KO comes in, he's thinking, you know, this is my time, you know, so he came in and he seized the moment.
The men won both their weekend games. Coach Rich Whitfield.
Great if we did it earlier in the season so we could bend somewhere from the wins, but, you know, the guys are finally showing some toughness.
It was a similar story for the volleyball teams on Sunday. In their final home games of the regular season, the men pulled through while the ladies fell in their battle against Georgian. Kristen Talsma from the women's team says there were a few contributing factors to their loss.
Breakdown of communication, perhaps some anger and frustration towards each other, which is never good.
The men took control of their home court advantage and won, putting them at 14-5 for the season. Christine Hostler, 91X Sports.
Randy Moss is planning a comeback. The veteran wide receiver says he wants to play again just 6 months after retiring from the NFL. Moss made the announcement today on a web chat. The 35-year-old has recorded almost 15,000 receiving yards over 13 seasons. The Toronto Argonauts have signed veteran offensive lineman Marc Parenteau to a contract. The 31-year-old from Sherbrooke, Quebec, spent the last five seasons with the Saskatchewan Roughriders. The 6'5", 304-pound Parenteau has played 98 games, including three Grey Cup matches, winning the 2007 championship with the Roughriders. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Mark Venema with 91x weather.
Sun and cloud ending soon. A high of plus one. Increasing cloudiness tonight, dipping down to a low of minus three. Chance of flurries tomorrow, a high of zero. Flurries again on Wednesday, a high of plus four. It's 2 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema with Taylor Rankema.
This is 91X. CJLX.
91.3 FM.
Belleville.